In this study, we investigated the role of protein kinase C, or PKC, in the regulation of leafy metabolism in breast cancer. Breast cancer is a disease with a high degree of diversity between and within tumors, and with substantial differences in the expression, for instance, of epithelial and mesenchymal markers. Epithelial and mesenchymal states, or hybrid EMT states, are associated with malignant phenotypes, including tumor-initiating ability and metastatic dissemination. In a previous work, we characterized breast cancer models with different EMT features and demonstrated that a specific metabolic program is associated with the process of EMT. In detail, we perform a liquid chromatography mass spectrometry analysis, LC-MSMS, of protein isolated for the low metastatic breast cancer cell line MCM7, and the metastatic MDH2-1 triple-negative breast cancer model. As shown in Figure 1, the heat map analysis segregated samples into two separated branches characterized by two clusters of up- and down-regulated proteins. This separation clearly indicates the significant proteomics differences between the two cell models. Identified proteins were classified in terms of key pathways, not shown here, with a great predominance of proteins involving the regulation of metabolic processes, in particular lipid metabolism. In detail, MCF7 have a higher expression on the novolipogenesis enzyme. On the contrary, MDH2-1 cells require fatty acid from the microenvironment to sustain their growth. Changes in the expression of lipogenic enzymes can induce modification in the lipidomic profile. We verified this hypothesis and observed that phospholipid composition is significantly different as demonstrated by MALDI-MSMS analysis, Figure 2. Overall, we observed that a higher level of monounsaturated fatty acid together with the increased expression of enzymes of the non-fatty acid synthesis is the distinct signature of epithelial with respect to mesenchymal cells that, on the contrary, show reduced lipogenesis, higher polyunsaturated fatty acid level, and increased expression of genes involved in the triacylglycerol synthesis and lipid droplets formation mobilization. Figure 3. Overall, the process of EMT involves significant changes in multiple cellular processes, including lipid metabolism. Here, we start to identify possible signaling pathways involved in the regulation of EMT and then in the regulation of metabolism. We focus our attention on PKC. In breast cancer cells, PKC has been shown to trigger malignant progression. It is conceivable that PKC can contribute to cancer plasticity by regulating lipid metabolism. To clarify this point, we treated MDH2-1 cells with PMA to induce the activation of PKC. PMA treatment of MDH2-1 cells induced a rapid activation of PKC, as revealed by Bessel blot analysis using a phospho-PKC motif antibody, Figure 4a. Moreover, we observed that significant proteome modifications are associated with activation of PKC. The heat map in Figure 4b show the protein up or down regulated after PMA treatment. Among these, proteins involved in the regulation of lipid metabolism are modulated. For instance, PKC regulates the expression of NMEEK downstream regulated 1, NDRG1, and acyl coenzyme A synthetase long chain family member 3, ACSL3, and MGAL, Figure 4c. This was confirmed by Westmore Blot. It was recently described a role for NDRG1 in the regulation of neutral lipid metabolism in breast cancer cells. These changes are correlated with a high rate of fatty acid oxidation in PMA-treated cells with respect to MDH2-1 control cells, Figure 4d. In vivo, NDRG1 is highly expressed in triple-negative breast cancer as compared to hormone receptor positive, a human epidermal growth factor 2 receptor negative or positive breast cancer. In conclusion, our data establish a role for PKC as a regulator of lipid metabolism in triple-negative breast cancer.